I shouldn't have made the noise. That was my mistake. But I yelled, out of the way, losers! I made this stupid Red Indian war whoop, and Martin Rugby tackled me before I got halfway. I knew what the two of them were doing up there the moment I got to the roof. So I went, how come you two are allowed to kill yourselves and I'm not? And he goes, you're too young. We've fucked our lives up. You haven't yet. And I said, how do you know? What if I've murdered 10 people, including my parents and my baby twins? And he went, well, if you're up here, you've got away with it, haven't you? Good luck to you. I'd get on a plane to Brazil if I were you. And I said, what if I want to pay for what I've done? And he said, shut up.
I shouted at Maureen to come and help me. She looked frightened. What shall I do?
Sit on her!
Maureen sat on Jess's arse and I knelt on her arms.
Let me go, you old bastard pervert!
I thought for a moment Jess might have known who I was, but even I'm not that paranoid. If you were rugby-tackled just as you were about to hurl yourself off the top of a tower block, you're probably not thinking about breakfast television presenters.
Are you going to behave?
Yes!
So, Maureen stood up, Jess scrambled for the ladder, and I had to bring her crashing down again.
Now what? Said Maureen.
I don't bloody know!
Wyatt didn't occur to any of us that a well-known suicide spot would be like Piccadilly Circus on New Year's Eve. I have no idea. But at that precise moment, the three became four. We were alerted by a polite cough. When we turned round to look, we saw a tall, good-looking, long-haired man, maybe 10 years younger than me, holding a crash helmet and a large, square cardboard box. Any of you guys order a pizza?
Are you American? Jess asked.
Yeah, what are you guys doing sitting on her head?
They're sitting on my head because this isn't a free country, Jess said. You can't do what you want.
She was going to jump, Martin said.
So were you.
You were all going to jump, the whole bunch of you. Jesus effing Christ. Would you watch your language, please? I said. He shook his head.
I think she's okay now, Martin said.
He stood up and I stood up. And Jess stood up and brushed herself down and swore. Then she stared at Martin.
You're that bloke who slept with the 15-year-old. Martin Sharp. Martin Sharp was sitting on my head, you pervert.
I didn't have a clue about any 15-year-old. I don't look at that sort of newspaper unless someone's left one on the bus.
You kidding me? Said the pizza man. The guy who went to prison, I read about him.
Martin made a groaning noise. Does everyone in America know too? The pizza man laughed.
Sure, you're all over the New York Times. Okay, sit down, all of you.
He started to open his bag. We should eat this, seeing as it's here. We got a vegetarian and a pepperoni with extra mushroom.
Who wants what?